I'm going to move quickly right into the next presentation so we can keep the program going here. Kevin, where's Kevin? Kevin, I'm going to let you say your last name when you come up here. Karanka. Kevin Karanka. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin is a partner at Hush Blackwell here. He is an employment lawyer, and he's going to be here this morning to talk to us about covenants not to compete. This focus this morning has kind of been on what the government's doing to us, isn't it? But here's another thing that's kind of in the pipeline that you all need to be aware of.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the introduction. Good morning, everybody. I'm Kevin Karanka. Like he said, I'm a partner at Hush Blackwell, and I'm here to talk a little bit about the FTC's proposed ban on covenants not to compete and how that may impact our clients moving forward. So as everybody's well familiar, non-competes are very prevalent, very common these days. Estimates are that up to 30 million people are currently subject to non-competes across the United States. Obviously, they're commonly used in business transactions as well. In January of this year, the FTC proposed a new rule which would essentially invalidate non-compete agreements across the board for employees, both going forward and, importantly, retroactively. And so it's just a proposed rule right now, so, you know, don't panic too much yet, or if you're not a fan of non-competes, don't get your hopes up, too much up yet. But it would be a major shift in our restrictive covenant landscape across the country. So generally, the FTC says that a non-compete provision is a contractual term between an employer and a worker, and the term worker is going to be important as we move through the slides, that prevents that worker from seeking or accepting employment with another person or operating his or her own business after the conclusion of their employment with the employer. Purpose of non-competes is generally to protect, you know, trade secret, confidential, proprietary information. If you are investing, you know, time and money into developing special skills with your employees, you know, that sort of relationship can also justify a non-compete in some instances. But, you know, generally, the law across the land here in Texas especially is that non-compete agreements can't be so sort of burdensome or overly broad that they, you know, place an undue burden on an employee's ability to earn a living. Texas requirements, reasonable in scope. You know, you usually can't justify an industry-wide ban. It's got to be reasonable in duration. 1 year, 2 years is what I commonly see. Reasonable geographic limitations, and your consideration for a non-compete is generally going to be, you know, the confidential proprietary information that you're providing to the employee or the worker. So, with that out of the way, what is it exactly that the FTC has proposed? So on January 5th, there's a link there in the slide to the actual rule, which is a lot lengthier than what's here on the slide. But I kind of snipped the most important part from the rule. There, 9102A, where it talks about unfair methods of competition. The FTC says that it's an unfair method of competition to enter into a non-compete clause with a worker. To maintain a non-compete clause with the worker, that's the retroactive issue, or to represent to a worker that the worker's subject to a non-compete clause when the employer, you know, has no good faith basis to make that sort of representation. Why is the FTC going this route? It takes the position that non-compete agreements negatively impact competition across the board. We've seen a lot of litigation, government activity by the Department of Justice, spurred by the FTC in an antitrust capacity. More specifically, what's going on now is the FTC or the DOJ has filed, you know, some criminal proceedings. I don't know if you guys have followed. Like there's a case against surgical care affiliates in the Northern District of Texas right now, where they allege that the sort of horizontal agreement between two companies, you know, surgical care affiliates and another company, not to recruit or hire each other's employees, that violates antitrust principles, and they brought criminal action against some of the executives for that company. And so this, I think, is just furthering that narrative or that theme The FTC is now saying, you know, antitrust law also should prohibit non-compete agreements in most instances from being put into place. They rationalize that if they invalidate non-compete agreements across the board, that workers will make about another $300 billion a year. Obviously, that's another $300 billion a year the companies would have to pay the workers.